If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
This is Dr. Rob Stahl with What Should You Expect at Your Age? And the answer to that question is a lot. And my listeners, especially the older adults and caregivers out there, shouldn't settle for less. Today's show is dedicated to caregivers and caregiving. To discuss this topic and to answer your questions, I have in the studio today two dedicated and hardworking people. It's my pleasure now to introduce Mr. Tom DeLowry, head of the Niagara Caregivers Network and director of the Center for Renewal, and Miriam Callahan, who heads up the Erie County Caregiver Coalition. Welcome, both of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Starting with Miriam, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your program?
Sure, Reb. The Erie County Caregiver Coalition came into existence maybe 2-3 years ago when some of us realized that numerous agencies and organizations in the Erie County area worked with caregivers and around caregiving issues, and yet we didn't really work together. One didn't know exactly what the other one did. We didn't think we were making the best referrals, and sometimes we lacked good information. So we got together and decided that forming a coalition would be beneficial to us and to the caregivers for whom we're trying to offer services. So that was how the Erie County Caregiver Coalition came into existence. I work for Erie County Department of Senior Services, and we've rather taken the lead in this endeavor.
Can you tell me about some of the organizations that are part of the coalition?
Sure. We deal through senior services mostly with people over 60, but the coalition members are constantly saying to me, some of them, Miriam, there's caregivers who are under 60 and deal with people under 60, so you have to take that into consideration too. We work with Catholic Charities, we work with the Alzheimer's Association, the Red Cross, Coordinated Care. There's about 35 of us now, different, like I say, agencies and organizations who partake in the different projects and programs that the coalition is involved with.
And I'm sure you are trying to coordinate, reduce redundancy in services, make sure that the strengths of each organization are brought out to the fullest. And the services are open to everyone, right? There's no income requirements. There's no specific age requirements.
That's right. And one of the areas that is rather new to me is the issue with grandparents raising a minor child. There's many grandparents who are caregivers for a child. It's turned their whole life around, and sometimes in a very stressful way. So there's assistance, for example, for those folk too.
That's wonderful. Tom, tell us all about what you do.
Well, the Niagara Caregivers Network is a coalition of organizations that provide medical, emotional, or spiritual care. We offer workshops both in Erie and Niagara County. The programs developed in part from my personal experiences. My background is, initially I was a counselor, then I ran the wellness and disease management programs at Independent Health, but as my own parents aged, what I saw was that even though physically they were doing very poorly, my mom had serious heart disease, my dad had Parkinson's, they were still well because emotionally they were strong and spiritually they were strong. And it started to make sense to me that if we could bring together organizations that offered all those services and encourage not only older adults but also their caregivers to pay attention to what their emotional needs are, their medical needs, their social and their spiritual needs, that would be an important service, and that's much of what we're doing now.
You know, I think I can identify with caregivers who say, I didn't realize what I was getting into because I thought it was going to be for a short duration, and all of a sudden it turned out to be year after year, and we hear that frequently.
And plus, you're an only child, but it seems that even if there are many siblings available, it tends to be that one ends up assuming the biggest burden or responsibility. Is that what you find also?
Very much so. In fact, there's really two or three sets of problems that caregivers have. One is taking care of the needs of the older adult. Another is taking care of their own needs. And then a third is dealing with their siblings, sometimes who are out of town and phoning with maybe well-intentioned ideas, but a lot of stress gets created there.
Do you each have a memorable patient, caregiver that can describe what the resources of your organizations can do to help? Is there one or two that stand out?
What stands out for me really is mostly my own experience. Even though I was in healthcare and usually had a nurse working on one side of me and a physician on the other, still when my parents became ill, I mean, it was just so different the way they became ill compared to the illnesses that I was used to dealing with in wellness programs, that I realized that caregivers needed a lot of information. So in the programs that we put together, what we did was we put together the information in the three workshops that we're providing in Erie and Niagara County. It's basically the information that I wish I knew before my parents started the last 3 or 4 years of their life.
And Miriam, how do you see physicians in general as far as awareness of caregiving needs and addressing things like caregiver stress?
I think that physicians struggle sometimes to be able to provide the information that the caregivers need. It's very difficult for anybody to keep up to date on what's out there, what's going on. And one of the things we're working on through the coalition is to get the word out to physicians that if they can get our information to the caregivers, we can take it from there. The important thing is that the physicians realize there's a need, and then they can step in and address that need with our information, because it may be that it's not just one phone number that the caregiver needs. It may be that it goes to case management, and the case manager goes out into the home of the frail older person and meets with that person and the caregiver and talks about what's going on in the older person's life, what unmet needs there are, who helps now, what help is needed, and then comes up with a care plan to address those needs.
From a physician's point of view, it's time intensive to get into a discussion of things like this.
Mm-hmm.
First, you have to be aware that it might be an issue, and then to get into a discussion, you're really not focusing on your patient per se, but someone who's there with your patient. Tom, did you?
It's a very difficult situation, not only for the physician and the medical office staff, but also for the older adult and the caregiver. Miriam and I did a presentation last week to a group of medical office managers, and we asked them, well, what are your needs when it comes to elder care? And part of what they told us was that it's just heart-wrenching sometimes to see the caregiver come in and they're stressed, and sometimes they seem almost as ill as the older adult. How can they help them? And this kind of information, like you were just referencing, the tear off where you can get to somebody so they can call, the help is available. One of the things we realized when we created the Niagara Caregivers Network is that there are a lot of good, strong resources available both in Niagara and Erie County. The problem is that people don't know how to get there.
What are the three biggest issues that you see confronting caregivers today?
I think that we just talked about the fact that they feel they're alone and they don't know where to turn for help. And it could be that it affects their job. Caregivers sometimes have to go from full-time to part-time. They may even have to retire early. Or they may just get in trouble at work because the care recipient's calling in all the time. I think it's a real dilemma for those who are trying to work and take care of the care recipient. Plus, they need the money of their own family. Pay attention to them, too. So we are the sandwich generation.
Right. And that's a term I learned during my geriatric training, the sandwich generation, those people that have a family that they're raising, yeah. And then aging parents or other aging relatives that they also feel responsible for. Tom, what are the top three things?
We thought a lot about that, and in the three workshops that we offer in conjunction with Marion staff at Erie County Senior Services, that the titles really summarize the three greatest needs, I think. The first is helping your loved one to stay independent. You know, what are the resources that are available? What's available at home? What's available in the community? How do you pay for it? What does a case manager do? We get into all those topics in that workshop, and Miriam and her staff take a lead in presenting that information. The second need is for people, both caregivers and older adults, to be able to be their best and to manage stress. And it's in that workshop that we help people to develop an individual care plan for themselves using that little poem that I mentioned before about imagining goals, checking signs, choosing steps, and learning each time. So when they walk out of that workshop, they have something very specific in writing about what they can do to improve their lives. And then the third need is getting good care. What do you ask the doctor, and when are you supposed to ask it?
I think a default statement is that all caregivers generally need some kind of help at some time. Is that a true statement?
It definitely is true. I mean, it's so difficult in terms of the demand on your time, the questions that you have, the emotional drain, the worry. And one program that Marion offers, Powerful Tools for Caregivers, is very, very strong in offering some ongoing support for that.
So once you realize you're a caregiver, and we went through some of the things that might help you realize you're a caregiver, you should assume that caregiving is going to be a very difficult job, and that
to do the best job you can and to maintain your health, you should start thinking about what's out there to help you do your job.
Yeah, some way I think about it is, you remember what it was like raising a teenager.
Well, let's go through this AMA questionnaire. It's called the Caregiver Self-Assessment Questionnaire. And it starts off by saying, how are you? Caregivers are often so concerned with caring for their relatives' needs that they lose sight of their own well-being. Please take just a moment to answer the following questions. Once you have answered the questions, turn the page to do a self-evaluation. And I'll make this available at the website for the show, whatshouldyouexpect.com. And certainly, I think both Tom and Miriam can make sure this is available as well through their organizations. During the past week or so, I have, and this is the caregiver answering for themselves, 1, had trouble keeping my mind on what I was doing. 2, felt that I couldn't leave my relative alone. 3, had difficulty making decisions. 4, felt completely overwhelmed. Felt useful and needed. Felt lonely. 7, been upset that my relative has changed so much from his or her former self. 8, felt a loss of privacy and or personal time. 9, been edgy or irritable. 10, had sleep disturbed because of caring for my relative. I understand we have a couple of calls. Let's take the first. Hello, it's Dr. Stahl. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm listening to your program. I'm a registered nurse. I also happen to be involved with long-term care insurance.
Yes.
And just a lot of the questions you're bringing up, I mean, I talk to caregivers every day on the phone. Probably one of the reasons they're kind of looking into long-term care is because they're taking care of their parents, or they're going through this with their parents, and their parents are living with them. And they're very stressed out, and they're concerned, you know, are the children going to go through this, or, you know, who's going to take care of them?
Right,
the caregivers?
So the question is, we have a new kind of insurance called long-term care insurance that's been available now for several years. Now, Tom, Miriam, do you want to comment on long-term care insurance and what place it has?
It's an important issue, not only for families, but it's also important as a public policy kind of issue. The family level, long-term care is expensive, and Medicare is only going to cover you for a short period of time before you start to need to dig into your own pocket.
People are just surprised sometimes when they find out that it covers home care and it covers the custodial level.
Okay.
And it covers chore services and adult daycare.
Well, that's good to know. So when people are out there trying to compare long-term care insurance policies, that's something certainly that they should look for, that not to just think nursing home, but to think about the wide range of services that are available out there that may cost money out of pocket. Well, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Now, Jimmy, do we still have the...
Yeah, there's one more call.
Okay, we'll take that call.
Hello.
Hello, it's Dr. Stahl. You're on here.
Yes, I'm a caregiver for my mother who suffers from Alzheimer's disease, and I'm the only one in town, so my siblings out of town really don't have much to do. I'm the one who carries the burden. But it seems between family and my job and everything else that I have to do for my mom, juggling 3 aides who come in and out, it's different than a lot of my friends. I don't have time to take the workshops or to even meet with a social worker half the time with all that I have to juggle. Is there anything special for people who have dementia or memory problems? It just seems to be a little bit more difficult.
We're working very closely with the Alzheimer's Association on this project, and we do have specific workshops that are actually presented by the staff of the Alzheimer's Association. But as the caller points out, lots of people, even though we offer the workshops in the afternoons and the evenings and on the weekends, lots of people still find it difficult to show up. So that's why, if you call these phone numbers that we've been talking about, in Niagara County, 285-8224, that's 285-8224, or in Erie County, Marion's phone number, 858-8526. 858-8526, you can speak to someone, or they'll put you in touch with someone who, over the phone, can at least begin to orient you to the resources that can not only help you manage the stress, but help get the kind of care that your loved one needs.
What have you done so far in terms of seeking out help?
Well, I've met with a social worker that helped me line up some aides to look after my mom at different times while I'm working. The idea of being able to bring her along so I could take a workshop, the respite care you talk about, that sounds very attractive to me.
Have you contacted the Alzheimer's Association?
I received their kit. They sent a kit to me about taking, you know, helping for the caregiver of Alzheimer's, and it was certainly helpful. But it's just when there's so many things in your life that your own, you know, my own family at home, my full-time job, my, there's just so many things in my life that it's hard to juggle all of it. She's very healthy.
Right.
Physically, she's very, very healthy. It's her mental capabilities that, you know, have failed.
Well, there is a resource, and I don't know exactly where you live, but there is at least one physician, a geriatrician, that is dedicating his practice to home visits. And there's also a group of nurse practitioners that do home visits. And whether that could be a resource where it would involve the medical care directly in the home situation.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, we're coming to a close in the hour. Once again, thank you so much, Tom. Tom DeLowry of the Niagara Caregivers Network, Miriam Callahan, Erie County Caregiver Coalition. Their numbers again, Niagara Caregivers Network, 285-8224, Erie County, 858-8526. I'm glad you joined us today, and I'll see you next week.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.